Moose Jaw, at noon on September 6, official opposition leader Carla Beck and members of the Saskatchewan New Democratic Party, NDP, met at St. Michael Elementary School to discuss ongoing structural concerns and a lack of progress on replacing the aging school. During her announcement, Beck promised to build a new elementary school on the site that will replace St. Michael School at 920 11th Avenue Northwest if elected. Holy Trinity, Catholic, School Division, HTCSD, and the Moose Jaw community have been calling on the Sask Party for a new school for 4 years and they still haven't delivered, Beck said. I'm going to get this thing built. It's time to get Saskatchewan out of last place on education. Street. Michael Elementary School was built in 1956 and is now long overdue for maintenance upgrades. The building faces significant structural issues that include cracks, poor ventilation, outdated plumbing, undersized student washrooms, and a lack of suitable staff parking. As a result of these costly issues, the HTCSD has petitioned for the ruling Sask Party government to construct a new school on the property, which is listed as a top capital project priority, almost every year since 2020, according to Beck. Conditions like this are impacting our kids and impacting their education, and is holding them back from being able to reach their full potential, she said. The need for a new build here at St. Michael isn't a surprise to the community and it shouldn't be a surprise to Scott Moe and his local Moose Jaw MLAs. Beck accused Tim McLeod, the Sask Party MLA for Moose Jaw North of ignoring the concerns of Moose Jaw residents, and pointed to Moose Jaw's second Sask Party MLA, Greg Lawrence, who is currently facing criminal assault charges. Chantel Fisher, the Sask NDP candidate for Moose Jaw North, said she's spoken with at least one resident in her riding who feels left behind by this premier, largely because of cuts to education. In response to this announcement, the Honorable Jeremy Cockrell, Minister of Education for the Sask Party, responded with the position of the government. Cockrell accused the Sask NDP of making announcements that will further their political needs, and said the school isn't on the top 10 priority list for the Ministry of Education. The priority list, he explained, takes into account the health and safety of our students and teachers, as well as utilization rates and new growth. Our government continues to build on our record education capital budget that has over 28 major capital projects currently underway or in the planning stages across the province, he said. This is part of the over $2.6 billion that our government has allocated toward school infrastructure, which includes 69 new schools and 32 major renovation projects since forming office. Specific to Moose Jaw, we are pleased that the construction of the over $65 million joint-use school is well underway and expected to open in the fall of next year, Cockrell added, alluding to the government's current focus on the venture which is now in progress. The joint-use school will accommodate around 500 Catholic and 600 public school students from pre-K to grade 8 and offers 90 new childcare spaces, he said. During the event, Beck announced her commitment to reviewing HTCSD's new school proposal, on day one of the new government. The proposed project comes as part of Beck's educational plan, which aims to get Saskatchewan out of last place on education. She stated that she wants shovels in the ground by the end of 2025. The upcoming provincial election must be held no later than Monday, October 28, and currently no election date has been called.